Governor, it seems in Washington, people, politicians in Washington are pointing, coming up with all these reasons, and yet the Federal Reserve is saying we spent too much federal stimulus money, too much federal money in the economy the last 3 years. Now we have to raise rates. But no, but in Washington, they come up with every other reason that we, it's nothing to do with federal spending and federal borrowing.
It's insane. No, and this is the epitome of Washington politicians really don't think people are smart enough to understand the basics of what's happening. Kitchen table issues. So you're raising rates. Mortgage rates are skyrocketing, right, just in the past few months. People are going, gee, I guess I can't refinance my house and take advantage of opportunities. Gas rates and energy rates are skyrocketing. Inflation is, this is what's happened, and this is what everyone warned them about. And they acted like they didn't understand basic economics. And even folks at the Fed, these are supposed to be the smartest economic people around. They did it. They know what they did. You have a Secretary of Treasury that, you know, really admitted what they were trying to do was socially engineer things. With raising rates and forcing wages up and all of this. But this is an inflation bubble, and it's going to last, unfortunately. And as we all know, this doesn't just go away quietly. You're probably looking at 23, 24. Yeah. You're looking at some sort of recession. Like, that's just unfortunately coming because Washington couldn't get out of their own way of spending and being irresponsible. And it, look, it's not about just casting blame. Here in New Hampshire, we're saying, okay, if this is going to happen, let's look at a temporary gas tax cut. Let's look at cutting more taxes here. But the fact is this, I'm going to get a little political. Just bear with me, Jack. You have bad Democrat leadership in Washington, raising, I mean, you didn't even bring up the fact that they just proposed one of the largest tax increases on Americans in American history, mm-hmm. with the inflation problem, which they are very much a large part of. Yet in the state of New Hampshire, you have Republican leadership that says, look, we've driven one of the strongest economies in the nation. We're cutting taxes. We're creating opportunity. We're growing population. We're driving down business to hedge off all the insanity out of D.C. But when you elect bad people, dumb things happen. I mean, it's just that simple.
Governor, redistricting here closer to home, you sent a letter to the legislature, legislative leadership. I don't know if this is, you know, this is going to be something the legislature will take up. A lot of people not even sure what this is all about, but it's, you know, it's kind of an important issue with the midterms coming up. What are your thoughts now that a little time has settled?
Well, look, with Republicans, Independents, Democrats, I think we're all very happy that I'm going to veto those maps. And I haven't actually got them. I should get them hopefully this week and we'll veto them. But I hear they're going back and they're trying to look at other options. And my metric has been very clear. Each of the districts, one will be more Democrat than the other, one will be more Republican. It's always that way. That's fine. But they have to be competitive. And that's what across the board people want. Republicans want that both districts to be somewhat competitive. Independents, Democrats. So it's not like you can get an absolute purple district in each one, but we are a purple state, and that's the approach the legislature needs to take. And I hear they're going back and looking at other options, and that's a good thing.
Governor Chris Sununu on Good Morning New Hampshire. Governor, I want to ask you, some states are weighing in on this April 18th, the date that we'll see what happens in terms of air travel with masks. We've had pilots who live in New Hampshire. You know, a lot of airline pilots live here. They feel that where things are now, the comfortable in airports using common sense and airplanes with the air systems, that the mask can go away. Do you think the mask should continue for federal air travel after April 18th? What would you say to the Biden administration, or do you think the time has come that we can move forward?
If anyone in that administration truly thinks that we need more mask mandates across this country, given where we are, they are, again, just closing their eyes and trying to play some sort of bizarre political game. Absolutely not. If folks want to wear a mask on a plane, great. Go ahead and do that. That's wonderful. I mean, if people want to double mask and all that, that they should, of course, they can do that. But for the rest of us, for those that are in the airline industry, that are working there every day, it has been shown that, you know, in that situation, given where we are with COVID, it's not necessary. We got to move on.
What about Dr. Fauci? I asked Senator Hassan yesterday in my interview with her at the end, because a lot of our listeners wanted me to ask her, do you think Dr. Fauci in his role now should move on, retire, be replaced with new leadership, or do you have faith and confidence in Dr. Fauci?
I think anybody that stays in public service too long overstays their welcome. I think there was a time and a place for a lot of folks that not just managed the pandemic, but in government. So if he wants to move on, there's other great people that could step up and take that role.
And Governor, I want to ask you this. We're looking at the midterms not that far away. And just some of your talking about inflation earlier about Washington, and I think a lot of people know you seriously considered running for the U.S. Senate and made a decision not to. And one of the overriding things you said were, you didn't really want to go down to Congress and be a number and be ineffective, and you like hands-on executive leadership. You've run a business. You've been running a state now. So you're running for re-election for a fourth term. A lot of people say with inflation and some things and the lack of popularity, I think there's some new numbers coming out from St. Anselm College that will show that Joe Biden is not doing well here in New Hampshire. The wind is at the Republican backs in the midterms. Let's just assume that you're reelected for a fourth term. You're making some independent moves lately. Your own legislature, you don't like these redistricting maps. You've pretty much, you have an independent compass, it seems, which is appealing to a lot of voters, including independents, Republicans, and maybe some moderate Democrats. Have you thought beyond this next term? Would you rule out a run for running for president, even though we have the first in the nation presidential primary? Would you rule that out at some point?
Well, look, I don't rule anything out, but I got to get elected in November, Jack. I mean, really. I don't like to say I have an independent compass as much as I try to have a New Hampshire compass, right? You look at the dynamics here in the state. You listen to what the citizens are looking for, whether it's aspects of local control, what's happening in schools, competitive redistricting, whatever it might be. And that's where the compass is really driven. But you got to earn it. You really do. And so I don't look a minute past the next election in terms of what I have to do to earn every vote. And that's it. And every election's independent. Some folks say, oh, you won by a landslide in the last time. But let me tell you, every election's close. You don't take anything for granted. And you got to get stuff done. And we've got a lot done. There's no doubt about that. We've been very successful. But now it's my job to go out and talk about that record, talk about that level of success, and hopefully it's something that resonates with folks to get reelected in November.
And finally, on the midterms, you mentioned earlier how the Republicans here locally have cut taxes and led and focused on fiscal things and done things that you think make sense. Washington, you think, and have said it is a different story. When you were considering a run, even when you weren't, you've been fairly critical at times of our Democrat federal delegation. Looking at the midterms, we don't know who the Senate nominee is going to be for Republican. We know Senator Hassan's running. We know Chris Pappas is running in the first district, Dan Custer. We don't know who the Republican nominees are going to be. But how do you feel at this point looking at the midterms? Do you think that you'll retain House leadership, Senate leadership, majority in the House? And do you think that the Republicans will pick up, regardless of redistricting, a couple seats in the federal delegation or not?
Absolutely, across the board. I mean, I really think Republicans on a national level are going to win back the Senate and the House, undoubtedly. Senator Hassan will lose here. I mean, Senator Hassan has spent $15-plus million, and her approval numbers aren't moving, and that's because people know her. They understand she hasn't been here for years. She's not engaged with constituents. She doesn't engage with people on an individual level. She's out there raising a lot of money, trying to spend a lot of ads. That's not the New Hampshire way, and unfortunately, that's not going to be successful for her. But the good news is, I think whoever comes out of the Republican primary is going to win here in New Hampshire. I think we'll retain the state House and the state Senate on the Republican side, not because of politics, because we got a lot done. And we got it done the New Hampshire way, and we created economic opportunity for families. We're hedging against the inflation driven out of Washington, D.C. So we're doing the right things to create more opportunity for people. And it's that record of success we have to run on, not just where Republicans vote for us. That's not good enough. You got to prove it. You got to earn it here in New Hampshire. And I think Republicans have done that. We just have to make sure we get our messaging straight, make sure people really engage in November. If we do that, we'll be very successful.